Justice Kennedy was seen as a swing vote or deciding vote, especially on social issues, as UVA law professor Micah Schwartzman explains.
He was a conservative centrist, and by that I mean on a range of cases he really was the deciding vote. You might have expected him to side with a conservative majority to reject abortion rights in Roe v. Wade, but he didn't do that. You might have expected that he would side with a conservative bloc to eliminate affirmative action, but he didn't quite do that. Justice Kennedy voted with the liberals on the court to narrow the scope of those rights, but not to reverse them outright. And the question will be what happens to those rights after he's gone.
The balance of the court will shift with a new member. So could that affect what we call settled laws?
The idea that everything that we have now will be with us forever, I think, is not borne out by any experience.
This is Sai Krishna Prakash, another UVA law professor and Miller Center senior fellow.
Micah mentioned one case last term, right? The controversial case about union fees, where they overturned a case involving the First Amendment. That's going to happen on both the left and the right. You know, I think what people are most concerned about is Roe versus Wade, and they have reason to be concerned.
For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.